Blog Talk Radio.
To another episode and show of One Designer, Two Ideas. I am Pam, your host, and I welcome you to our show today. Today we will be talking about carpet. But I just wanted to make sure that I wanted to tell you the chat room is open. Yay! I attempted it. It went well, and so far so good. So if you don't want to call in, then that's fine. Go ahead and leave your comments in the chat room, and I will be happy to answer any questions that you may have. Well, I'm Pam, your host, and the redesigner here. We come to you each Monday at this 3 o'clock hour through the facilities of blogtalkradio.com. This network is filled with a number of talented hosts touching on many different subjects. Page through the programming page to find a show, in addition to mine, that may interest you. I really hope you guys had a great weekend. I did. I worked on a few projects and actually finished them, and that was a good thing. And then I spent some time with my grandchildren, and that is always an experience and fun, I have to say. They are the cutest things, but I'm telling you, I don't know. But anyway. Well, today's show, and I think I mentioned this at the beginning, is Walking Tall but Carrying a Soft Stick, Designing with Carpet. And we will showcase the benefits of carpet as it adds color and design to our rooms. With all the talk about clean air inside our homes, many homeowners are making the switch to or looking for homes with hard surface floors, or green material floors like bamboo or cork. The Carpet and Rug Institute is taking notice to that trend, but they stress that the industry is creating products that can be clean air efficient. At their website, the CRI says a misperception is that people with asthma and allergies should avoid carpet in their home. Actually, they say the opposite is true. They say studies have shown that properly cleaned carpets helps reduce symptoms and is the best flooring choice for those dealing with asthma and allergies. The Carpet and Rug Institute's Green Label Plus Indoor Air Quality Standard identifies carpet, its adhesives, and cushion products that meet or exceed government indoor air quality regulations and are the lowest emitting products on the market. The owner of a flooring store that sells and installs all sorts of flooring, including carpet, goes even further, adding that the industry has added new enzyme treatments in carpet. There are new enzyme treatments in carpets today. It creates a moisture barrier between the carpet and the padding underneath. She explains that this extends the life of the carpet as well as enhancing its appearance. The padding may not be affected as much as we may think from spills and things on spilled or laid on the carpet, and that is a good thing. The industry is working to make carpet safe for all who want it. They do stress, however, that keeping the carpet clean is an important thing to do. And I know that I've said this, well, not to you guys, but have you ever, I'm going to ask you, have you ever walked in anywhere, a store, someone's home, and smelled the carpet or smelled the cat before you even saw the cat? According to the CRI, they say that the industry is working to make carpet safe for all who want it. But they do stress, however, this, and this was seconded by a friend of mine who is an apartment manager, when we discuss the carpet, that most times carpet itself is not the trigger of allergies and respiratory issues, but it's the way the carpet is kept or not kept. The CRI says carpet can keep its beauty and extend its life dependent on the care it receives. They add proper cleaning will keep it looking great for a lifetime, help improve indoor air quality, and keep the carpet's warranties intact, which warranties are really a good thing to keep intact. According to the Rudd Doctor Company, and I was kind of surprised when I went and was doing my research and found out that the Rudd Doctor, although they do clean carpet, and they, you know, you rent, they rent the machines, you probably can buy them as well, but they actually, you know, went further in the carpet upkeep. And why would I be surprised? They say a dirty carpet can hide as much as a pound of dirt per square yard, and 2,000 dust mites can live on 1 ounce of carpet dust. Walking on it can release some of that in the air, which can be irritating to those of us, and I'm one of them, that suffers from allergies. Good Housekeeping says in an article at their website, the plush, dense fibers we love to feel underfoot are also really great at clinging. Yeah, clinging to dust and dirt and smoke and pet odor and whatever other grime comes through the door. Yes. So to keep our carpets clean and make a contribution to our inside air quality, Good Housekeeping suggests a deep cleaning once a year or when needed. Here are some tips on getting ready to deep clean the carpet. Now, Good Housekeeping has listed these, and here we go. Number one, they say shop smart when you rent and or buy a carpet cleaning machine. Make sure it's one that you can lift and easily maneuver. Very important. Number two, time it right. They suggest not to clean carpet on a humid day, which I, you know, honestly, you would think in your, in, you know, well, I have to say that I have done this because when I think of the hot, humid day, I think of how the carpet is going to dry quickly. But they suggest that is not the right time to clean carpet on a very humid, hot day. Number three, vacuum first to remove loose dirt and debris. Number four, remember to spot clean. And they recommend pre-treating spots with products from Bissell. Number five, clean a test spot. My mom used to say that all the time. She used to do that all of the time when we cleaned carpet when we were growing up. She'd get the, you know, she'd get the cleaner with its different little detergents, and she would be like clean the spot first behind the couch. Yeah, she used to do that. So it's Good Housekeeping says that is the right thing to do. It says follow the carpet cleaner's instructions for washing and rinsing, but try a test spot in a hidden area before you tackle the entire carpet. This will help you get comfortable with the machine too. So not only will it, you know, will you see if the product will work on your specific carpet fabric, but you will also get a chance to see how well you are maneuvering and handling this this machine. Number six, know when to seek professional help. You know what Kenny Rogers says? You got to know when to hold them, and you got to know when to fold them. If the project is more than you can handle, Good Housekeeping recommends getting the carpet cleaned by a professional cleaner once a year and like Stanley Steamer. Now, I've got to tell you something about Stanley Steamer. Stanley Steamer has been certified asthma and allergy friendly by the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America. According to their site, Stanley Steamer removes a high percentage of allergens from carpet when it's cleaned, even when they tested the products. You know, Good Housekeeping has a, you know, their seal of approval. Well, before you get their seal of approval, you have to pass their test. And so it did pass the test, I'm assuming. And they, you know, and again, the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America has certified them to be safe and good, even with their products, for those of us who suffer from allergies, and like my son Raymond, who suffers from asthma. Number seven is keep it clean. Regular vacuuming is a carpet's best friend. I'm going to say that again. Regular vacuuming is your carpet's best friend. Dirt is gritty and actually wears down on the fibers of the carpet. Vacuum at least once a week, and more often if you have pets and allergies like me, or lots of dirty foot traffic. I added, outdoor pests can live in the naps of a carpet as well. Placing mats at the doors and maybe instituting a no-shoe policy indoors may be helpful. Now, I have to admit that I have not been one of those people that like taking my shoes off when I go to someone's home. But if they ask me, of course I will do it, you know. But I guess it was about 2 months ago, I was on Facebook, I think it was, and someone had posted a sign from the Chicago Park District about dog poop. And it talked about the disease that's in feces. Well, of course, I knew that there was, disease in feces, but it kind of made me realize and think about what really is on the bottom of our shoes. And I have to say, I no longer have an issue with taking off my shoes. And what? It should be instituted at my house. I have seven grandchildren, soon to be eight. They run in and out, and they go outside. And I'm telling you, you just never know what's in the grass, what's on the concrete, what's, in the parking lot. And I honestly think that may be a good policy to have, is to maybe instituting a no-shoe policy in your home. It's something to think about. I know that possibly a lot of people kind of don't want to do it, but it may be something to think about when we are thinking about keeping our carpet. If you have carpet and you are trying to keep it clean and as germ-free as possible. Okay. The Carpet and Rug Institute says the benefits of carpet are many, including providing warmth and comfort and soft underfooting. But one of the big things carpet helps with is noise, especially if there are multiple floors in the home or you live in a rental unit and you happen to have in the unit above you Wonder Boy, who likes to ride his big wheel. Carpet reduces the amount of noise we hear on the lower floors. If you could just ask my son Brandon about that. He used to live under a family whose little one got up every morning, and the first thing he did was run from his room into wherever the big wheel was. And he would ride that big wheel. I'm telling you what, if you have ever had one, you know the effect that those plastic wheels have on noise and on hard surface floors. I tell you, each unit in his building had carpet, and he only heard it when he was in the kitchen. But could you imagine trying to sleep and hearing that on a Saturday morning at 7? And he's having really a good time, and you really want him to have a good time, but not while you're trying to sleep. My son Brandon can tell you about that. So it says another benefit of carpet is that it softens, slips, and falls. And I think the older we get, it's something good. Or as with me, because I will soon to have an infant grandchild, that might be, my carpet will soften his fall, because it is a boy. Yes. That and the ability to keep carpet clean makes it a viable choice for flooring covered in our homes. It has been for many years. Well, we're going to take a break, and when we return, we will be talking about carpet trends and making carpet our friend. We will hear what an interior designer says about the carpet in her book, Decorating Ideas That Work. And we're going to read tips given to us by a friend of mine who is a carpet installer to consider when we want to change the flooring out and we're considering carpet. I'll see you guys on the other side of the break. Listen, we talked about the benefits of carpet, you know, the soft footing and controlling noise and it not being, or according to the Carpet and Rug Institute, it not being something that we should consider not having if we suffer from allergies and asthma. I'm going to make sure that I give you the Carpet and Rug Institute's website so that you can read what they say about the more benefits about carpet. I wanted to give carpet an equal time because I know that one of the shows previously talked about hard surfaces, and I know that that's seems to be the trend, that a lot of people are going to hard surfaces, especially those that do suffer from allergies or asthma. But I thought it fair to give carpet, you know, its due, because growing up on the south side of Chicago, that exactly in almost every, you know, in every apartment that we had, there was at least one room with carpet. My mother was a hardwood type of woman. But, you know, carpet has always been there. I mean, everywhere. I mean, and I wanted to tell you this too, and I'm going to tell you at the end of the show, where did carpet begin? Where was it first woven? And where is it still woven? And what city in Georgia is the carpet capital? I'm going to give you that. I'm going to give you the answer at the end of the show. But it gives you something to think about. Okay. So I wanted to really give carpet its due because it's been around forever. And I know that when I was doing the research for this show, I was thinking, wow, this is something that I think we all need to know. And I think especially with that a commercial about Stanley Steamer. You know, we always see that commercial, and it talks about it being asthma and allergies friendly and certified. What did that mean? And I wanted to explain that as well, and I want to make sure that I tell you that again, that it is Stanley Steamer is certified by the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, saying that it is their cleaners, their products, and their system and the way they do things makes their cleaning process allergy and asthma friendly. So you might want to keep that in mind if you decide to switch to carpet or you have carpet and you really want it deep cleaned. And again, as Good Housekeeping said in those points or tips that I just gave you, they suggest that the carpet be cleaned once a year, deep cleaned once a year, vacuumed once a week. And so That is a good way to keep the carpet warranties, if you bought it new, to keep the carpet warranties intact. And I think that's a good idea. But, you know, aside from keeping the warranties intact, it is going to increase and make better your indoor air quality, which is important. And as an allergy sufferer myself, indoor air quality is important. So we're going to talk about now, since we've got all the other part, all the necessities, as I like to call them, got all the necessities out of the way, how to keep it clean and, you know, when to clean it and, you know, things like that. Now we're going to talk about the pretties. As one of my classmates called it, you know, we're going to talk about the pretties. So welcome back, friends. And I wanted to tell you to be sure to join me for our One Designer, Two Ideas Decor Short and Preview Show on Thursday. We will be talking about winterizing our decor. I know when one talks about winterizing, many think of sealing the windows and changing the furnace filters and readying the fireplace. But what about the decor inside? Will you be able to look at your decor for winter months, for the entire winter? Will you be okay with that? How tired is our decor? I have to ask that myself. We will talk about this on Thursday, October 21st at 10 p.m. So please plan to join me. My friend Rebecca, we live in Illinois. If Rebecca could change, if we could just change it to be 70 degrees all the time, I think she would be happy. But she is such a bright person. And I think the winter, she gets at a point in the winter, she gets to the point, she says, I am done with winter. I am done with winter. And she honestly will start wearing spring and summer clothes. It's funny. It's not funny, but it's just Rebecca. That's just how she is. And I enjoy that in her so much. She's such a bright person, as I said. And winter just gets old with her after a while. But, you know, we'll talk about how can we keep the four seasons in our houses, you know, all year long. And especially, you know, in the wintertime, especially if you live in the Midwest, and snow is everywhere, you know, after December or during December, you know, you need something to cling on, to hold on to because you just want, it's so dreary outside, and we get these days and it snows and snows and snows, and you get it's like, okay, enough gray days already, you know. So that's what we're going to talk about Thursday. How can we, you know, how can we winterize our homes? And I know my mom winterized by taking down the spring and summer curtains and putting up the heavy curtains, which I understand that, you know, as an adult and having my own house, I understand that you have to keep the hawk outside instead of letting them in. I often wondered, why did winter curtains have to look so wintry? So we will be in search of and talk about those things on Thursday. So, but let's get back to our topic today, which is carpet. You have made the decision to add carpet or replace the existing carpet with new or newer carpet. Talking to an installer lately, he suggested asking ourselves these things when considering adding carpet where another flooring is or changing to another pile or type of carpet that we want to replace. So ask yourself these questions. Will someone be using a walker in the room? Are pets going to be allowed in the room? Will there be tables in the room that may require a hard surface to stand? Will there be any adjustments needed to the doors in the room? Have you ever been to someone's home and you had to close the door and the door is dragging on the carpet? Yeah, that's what Evan was trying to tell me about that. So even when you add carpet, you have to consider how the door is going to close or open. And you might have to replace it. Now that I remember someone, a friend of mine, had hers shaved. I don't know about that, and that just really came to my mind. But I remember her having the bottom of the door shaved, and I'm sure that that would have to be done by someone who is good with whatever tool that is that you would use to shave a door. And I, you know what? I think I will look that up, and I'll post that possibly on the One Designer Two Ideas Facebook page. But that just really came to mind because Evan had suggested replacing the door. But, you know, it, wherever your dollars are, try, you know, you have to do what you need to do. But these are things that he wanted, Evan wanted us to think about if we were replacing or adding carpet to a room that does not have it, or we're adding a higher pile or a different pile of the material that the carpet is made from. So I want to thank you, Evan, for being such a sweetie and helping me with this. He didn't want to be on air, but he said he didn't mind giving me these tips. So thanks, Evan. And I would, you know, I would like to add, please consider the hue of the carpet. If you have been to the carpet departments of any of the home stores or even a flooring store, you will see there is plenty to choose from, including carpets with geometric shapes and other shapes against neutrals, like brown and gray, black, and even apartment beige, as I call it, and some white. No renters, I'm sorry. You may not see your beige with designs, but, you know, I just that does exist, and it's an incentive when you get your home and you want your carpet. Maybe that'll be something that you'll think about. Well, in her book, Decorating Ideas That Work, Heather Paper, who is an interior designer, says, although carpet is a conventional choice for soft floor covering, nothing is conventional about it anymore. In addition to wall-to-wall varieties, you will find easy-to-apply carpet tiles, which gives one the option to mix and match styles, Paper adds. She says area rugs as well are showing up in new forms and fibers, including natural materials like sisal or seagrass. I think we talked about that when we were doing our show on hard flooring, when I was talking about area rugs and mats and things of that nature. But, you know, area rugs are really a good thing as well. Carpet today, Paper says, has a part in changing our lifestyle to a more casual way of living at home. And I so agree. Growing up, carpet seemed to be a more formal setting than you usually it was in the living room. It was a room, anyone that has followed my show knows that I've talked about this before. We kids were not allowed in the living room. It was like a shrine. It should have been roped off, you know. The living room was only for guests. And so we weren't allowed in there. As a redesigner, I think that was space underused, even though Mom and Dad had a different idea. As a designer, a redesigner, and as a mom, because I have to say that I didn't limit my children to the kitchen or the, you know, other rooms. It was five of them and one of me, so the entire house was, you know, was for everyone, including the dog. So we did have carpet, but I didn't limit my children as my parents did, and I'm not judging them. They did what they thought was right the way they were raised. Because I think even going to my grandmother's house, you simply did not sit in the living room. The living room, of course, walking into her house, she had on the south side of Chicago. When we walked in, of course, you walked into the, you know, walked into the living room, but you kept going. You never stopped. You took the plastic runner route all the way to the dining room and into the kitchen. I'm telling you. So that's the way our parents were raised. That's how my parents were. I chose just not to do that with my children. The whole house was a playground. So, you know, then when people came over, we were hiding, picking up toys and all sorts of things. But my children, we didn't have, it wasn't a formal setting as it was when I was growing up. But today, carpet can be anywhere in our homes, adding a design and texture and a casual feeling that makes it more easy to enjoy the entire house. Yes. If you are considering flooring in a new house or one you are moving into, or you have and have the option to choose, hopefully this show sheds some new light on the benefits of carpet. As I said earlier, I want to make sure that I do put the address of the Carpet and Rug Institute, that you can go there and read more about the benefits, more about what the industry is doing to make carpet more allergy and asthma friendly. And because I think that, you know, they probably are getting the message, or have gotten the message, and they also are doing things to make their product better, because it has been trend. If you look at any episodes of HGTV's House Hunters, a number of house hunters are looking for hard surface floors, and I think, you know, and because carpet does have, it has the myth of being a collection plate of dirt. And I think, honestly, that the industry has taken note to that, and they are doing everything they can to make a good product. And we should do everything we can, if we choose to have carpet, to keep it clean, deep clean it once a year, or when needed, and vacuum every day to release the dirt and grime that's in the fibers of the carpet. And so I don't know if you guys have figured out the carpet headquarters, but it is, drum roll please, it is Dalton, Georgia. Yes, look that up and research it for yourself. But Dalton, Georgia, and we passed there on our way 3 years ago to Jacksonville, Florida. We passed, actually stopped. That was our stopping point. We got off and went to stay the night there in Dalton, Georgia. And I did not know that we were in the carpet capital of the world. So it's good I can say I've been there. Yes. So, make sure that I'm going to post the address to the Carpet and Rug Institute, so you can go to the site and read all their facts for yourselves. If you are shopping for carpet, I suggest that you ask the salesperson as many questions as you have, because they would be the ones to know. They would be the ones to know. So if interested in carpet, visit the carpet department at your local home store, or if you have a carpet store near you, it may be a good thing to visit and research. Do your research. I say that all the time. I do my research, and I give you guys the facts as I find them, but no one can research for you but you, the way you want, with the information that you think you want to know. So don't hesitate to ask questions. When you're shopping, touch the fabric and the fibers, and even walk, if they allow you and there's a remnant available, even walk on a sample before you buy it. I know at Lowe's, they have remnants that you can actually walk on. So maybe visit Lowe's and see how they can help. Also, remember this, the light in the store may be fluorescent and not reflective of how the carpet may look on your floor in your home, in your room. So ask if there is a sample that you can take home to see it under the light that you have. Evan mentioned that when we were talking. Again, thank you, Evan. I appreciated all the help that you gave me on this show. Well, I hope that this show was helpful, as with all the shows that I produce and create here at One Designer, Two Ideas. Surely enjoy this show. I enjoy visiting and researching different things that I probably, you know, if I wasn't a designer, wasn't maybe producing this show, that I wouldn't do on a regular basis. But the research that I do, I really do enjoy it, and I learn something each and every time I produce this show. So I will post the information and or the links at the One Designer, Two Ideas Facebook page later today. And also, if you have any questions or comments about this or any One Designer, Two Ideas show, you are invited to leave it at the Facebook page. That address is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. That is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. And if you are interested in sponsoring a show or would like to advertise doing one of my shows, feel free to contact me. You can message me at the Facebook page with any questions. The fee is reasonable, and I know it is. When I was looking for advertising for the pillowcases, because I know I've said to you guys before that I design, create, and make pillowcases and pillow covers through my site, I found the fees were really, really high and way out of my budget, the advertising fees. When I was trying to let everybody know, you know, about my pillowcases, about Losi Linens, which is what my pillowcases, the tag my pillowcases are under, I went to a number of avenues or a number of places to try to get the word out, so to speak. And I found the cost just really, really way out of my budget. And I said then, if I ever had a chance to offer advertising, I would never charge an amount that I could not pay myself. So I know that the fee is reasonable. I know that it's attainable. And if you are interested, let's talk. Just remember that I have a national audience. So make sure that whatever it is that you want to advertise, that a national audience will have an interest in it and would be able to obtain it should they want to. And they listen to, you know, your sponsor spot and say, oh, I would love to have those earrings, or I would love to have that couch, or I would like to look at the furniture that they sell. So just remember that this is a national audience, and make sure that they will have a way of getting to you, or, you know, being able to purchase the product that you are advertising and trying to sell. So just keep that in mind. Just remember, as I said, this is a national audience, and this is a network, and my network is family friendly. So just please make sure that it's, you know, not a product that, let's talk. Let me just say that. We will talk about, we'll talk. If you're interested in advertising and sponsoring one of my shows, I would love to talk to you. So please message me at the Facebook page. And again, as I said, that address is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. Well, thank you for joining me today. I will see you Thursday night right back here at 10 o'clock p.m. and then again next Monday at 3 o'clock. We will be talking to a friend of mine who lives in the country and has had different issues with her septic tank. And while we were talking about this, let me just say that I've never lived outside of city limits, so I guess that I thought that water was, you know, offered through the city or the municipality. Well, I was wrong. So we will be talking to her about that issue and how we will be talking about septic tanks. So I really do hope that you will return next Monday. And we will, for that show, because we will be talking about her issues. We'll be talking to Brandy. She is my friend. And I learned something just talking to her. I'm so glad I have friends that just do things so opposite of me. But anyway, I will see you next Monday at this 3 o'clock hour. And but please be sure to join me when we talk about winterizing our home decor on Thursday at 10 p.m. This has been Pam, a one designer. Two ideas. Have a great evening.